Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Are you swinging this morning?
I'm swinging.
I love it. I can't get over the music. I'm just going to say that every single show. It's great.
I'm pretty sure people are done with us talking about the music.
I love the music. I think it's fantastic.
It is. I really like it. Whoever put that together is a genius.
Yeah, as you're looking at the director right now. All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got my trusted sidekick, Marla, with me.
Trusted. Shame on you.
Well, sometimes I trust her.
Yeah. It
depends on what arena we're in. We're at the office, 100% trust level.
Yes.
We're outside of the office. It's a whole other story.
Watch out for me. I'm dangerous.
Totally. All right. So this is Mortgage Mom Radio. What do? We talk about loans. We talk about mortgage. We talk about real estate. We give advice. We answer questions. And we want to hear from you. So this is actually a pre-recorded show. We have 8 days until our next homebuyer workshop. 8.
Good.
So since we have, yes, I mean, it's coming, it's fast.
This is a big one too. It's
a very big one. It's our only home buyer workshop between now and September. We will not have another one. The last workshop that we did earlier in the year was a renovation workshop. So if you are a first time home buyer, if you are somebody who has not bought a home in the last 3 to 5 years, this is something that you need to come to. Things have changed. It's not what it was before. If you're looking to buy a home this summer, now is the time. If you are not getting pre-approved right now, you are not buying a house this summer. So this home buyer workshop is very big. We are at the office right now, Marla and I. We are taking calls personally from you. So if you're calling, you are coming straight to our office phones. If we do not answer, it will go straight to our call service and we will call you back.
Yes. So we are literally taking names today.
We are taking names. If you need tickets, you need to get your tickets today because it is in 8 days. It is literally next Sunday is going to be the event. And we are going to take you from A to Z through the home buying process. And it's just going to be something that you've never experienced, especially if you've never bought a home. This is the first place to start. This is the way to do it. So give us a call right now if you want those tickets, 844-935-3634. You can text us. Text the word MOM to 31996. You'll get a link to our reservation page so you can get those tickets. You'll also get a link to our phone app so that you can download the phone app. Put that right on your phone, which is great. You're going to actually need it to play some games at the workshop. So make sure you get it. Get it now. Just text the word MOM, 31996. Hey, you can go to our website, MortgageMomRadio.com. You can go to our events page. You can get it there. And you can call us. So like I said, we're here. We're at the office right now taking those calls, 844-935-3634. So I wanted to shake it up a little bit. And a little later into the show, we've got an hour. We'll talk more about what's going to happen at the workshop. What are we going to do? What are we going to go through? What are you going to learn? What kind of tickets are we going to be raffling?
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. We haven't talked about that in a while.
I always forget about it. And I'm really excited. I hope they have extra tickets for me.
I think that they will.
Thank
so Go Country has been generous enough to give us a couple tickets to an upcoming concert to raffle. So that'll be happening at the workshop as well. But we're going to get into all of the nitty gritty of all the things about the workshop. But what I do want to do is introduce to you Ryan Rosenthal. Ryan good morning. Ryan is with us here. He is with Movement Mortgage, same as Marla and I. And he is part of our builder division. And the reason I felt this was really a great show to have him on is we're talking home buyer workshop. We're talking about teaching you how to buy a home. And a lot of people don't realize that even if you're a first-time home buyer, you don't have a down payment, that doesn't necessarily exclude you from new construction. So since Absolutely. You're with our builder group, you know, Ryan and I were having a conversation this past week, and he was telling me all kinds of things. He's like, you know, you could work with a realtor. So give us some of those stats that you're telling me about. You're saying like millennials are working with realtors.
Yeah. So there's really some really interesting stats. You know, one thing, and thank you for having me today. One of the things that we notice that people don't look for when they're out looking for a home and they're working with a realtor, they don't realize that builders love working with the realtors too, for
yeah,
the most part.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't always that way. But certainly with inventories tight, with price points being where they're at today, I think looking at new construction is a viable option, especially for the first-time home buyers.
Right.
There is product out there. They are building it. You know, we're far behind permits where we need to be as a state with our state growth. But, you know, we're going to have, you know, 45, 50,000 homes built. Let's go get one for our new home buyers. So one of the stats that came up, I was talking to a home builder in Northern California that they have a 70% higher pull through when a buyer works with a realtor when they come in.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he was giving me some major stats. I was like, dude, you got to come on our show.
I wish I had a pen and paper right now.
Yeah.
You're going to have
to
email me later.
I'm on the board of directors of BIA here in Southern California and work, no members of the Sales and Marketing Council. And they all echo that figure gets higher and higher because people feel that they have a security blanket. They feel they have a buffer between the builder when really for the realtor, it's a matter of them just registering their customer, bringing them in, introducing to the builder,
right,
and everybody wins. So it's an opportunity for our realtor partners as well.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. And you know, the other thing too is for everybody to understand is that you still have to understand the process. So if you're a first-time home buyer, you've never done it before, you decide you're going to get in the car and you're going to go drive around to all of the different, you know, home builders and walk through the model homes and you're signing a piece of paper and you walk through one, you go, God, I love it. And they say, cool, come fill out this contract. You have no idea what you're doing. You have nobody to bring you through that process. We have a client that came out to our workshop in, I think it was San Pedro in 16. Mm-hmm. So November of 2016. And she is just getting ready within the next 30 days to close on a new home construction. And she went out there with one of the realtors from the workshop that day. And, you know, she's had not only us, she went through the workshop, she learned how to buy the home, what were the steps of the process. And she's had us to do the loan with her throughout that time. But she also had that realtor then that brought her out there, showed her the property, and has also been there to write the contract. And, you know, I mean, they don't, as a buyer, they don't pay for the realtor.
No, they don't. They don't.
Why not take advantage? It's like if somebody offered you a free attorney, would you not take them?
Right. It's like having a team member with you all the time to like bounce something off of and being your advocate out there. Like, why wouldn't you want that? Absolutely.
Well, and especially a first-time home buyer, right? You know, and many times they'll walk into a builder project and the builder will have an in-house lender. You know, maybe they have their own escrow. You know, those things can be intimidating. Yep. Why is this a one-stop shop? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think the builder's intent is to control the deal and make sure everybody gets a good deal. And
it closes on time and that it works really well. You know, when it comes to builder stuff, if you don't do it, there's a lot of different things, kind of nuances that, right, go along with builder that, you know, not every lender is really good at.
Right.
And that's the one thing that at Movement Mortgage, we're great at builder.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are really good at builder. So if we are going to have a, you know, the opportunity to get you right now, we talk about it every single week, you know, everything is tight. Inventory's tight. We've got 20 offers on every property. Everybody's, you know, overbidding, trying to outbid the next person. One of the key things to get your offer accepted is to be completely pre-approved, underwritten with a commitment letter in hand. That is the number one piece of the puzzle that will get your offer accepted over somebody else's, even if you're not the highest offer. And then, you know, it's going to work the same way. You know, if inventory's tight and you can go out to builder, maybe you don't necessarily have to outbid the next person. Maybe it's a little easier to get into the property. Sure, maybe you have to wait a little longer. You know, it's you got to wait for them to build it, but it's also kind of exciting. You know, you get to pick out your cabinets and your flooring, and you know, so it's a little longer process, but you don't have the bidding issue. But same process, you know, at the end of the day. And they don't have to have an extra 20% down or come out of pocket with full amount of, you know,
upgrades,
a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it's same stuff. You work with us. If there's a first time home buyer program that we could qualify you for a normal house, we can get you into that for that builder house as well.
Well, and the beauty of our process, right? We underwrite up front. So not only can we tell you the base price house, sure, you can afford that. Yep. We can also let you know how much in upgrades. So you're not going in there and, you know, hey, I want purple carpet and avocado counters and I can't afford it. The builder's sitting on standing inventory that they can't sell either. So we don't want
that
to happen.
That's when a Marla steps in and says, run, do not do purple carpet and avocado walls. Well, maybe the avocado walls. I kind of like that.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that style always seems to kind of come back around.
It's true.
You know,
purple carpet is not coming back.
You never know, man. One of the houses that I grew up in had purple carpet, like no joke.
This explains a lot.
This explains so much.
I mean, the refrigerators were green, the countertops were orange. I mean, that's just what happened in the 70s, right?
Yeah. Yep, I remember those days.
And then the other day, I was like, my dad was pulling out all these pictures of us, and I saw a picture that he had taken of my little sister in, you know, early 90s, right? And she was wearing full-on bell bottoms, and it totally brought me back. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Like we literally did in the 90s wear bell bottoms again, you know, like,
yeah.
So I wonder when we will get back to the avocado green appliance. appliances and, you know, orange countertops. You think it'll ever happen?
No.
The big shag carpeting. Everybody had that crazy orange shag.
I remember,
right?
I had a friend that had the shag carpeting on the wall. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Like their hallway. I was like, you know, in case you go skywalking or something.
Well, hey, you never know. Trading Places is back. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Or Trading Spaces. Sorry. Trading Spaces is back. Like, Trading Places. Yeah. We're not talking about Eddie Murphy today.
Same place. I knew who you were talking about.
All right. So we're here. We're at the office. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND. For you, that is the number 4. You can text us, text the word mom to 31996. Ask us your questions. We will answer all of them for you, but we've got Ryan Rosenthal here. We're talking about Builder, which is going to lead right into our first time home buyer event. We want to make sure that you know that this is a one-stop shop, this event. So you can come out, you're going to learn how to buy a home, how to go through the process, how to get pre-approved, what do you need for closing costs, how much money do you need for down payment. We'll talk about some down payment assistance programs while you're there. There are so many people that can buy a house that don't think they can. You know, that was one of the things we just, Ryan and I just got back from a sales meeting that we had, and they were talking about how there's people will dip their toe into the idea of buying a home for about 3 years before they actually pull the trigger. So they'll put their toe in, think about it, get a little information, pull it back out. Maybe 6 months later, put their toe back in again, wait a little bit, and then pull their toe out. The problem is that they're not completely exploring. They're doing a little research on Google, seeing something that grabs their attention. Well, maybe, oh no. And then you've got this own block in your mind. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't have the money to do it. Or, you know, I'm going to need more. My credit's not good enough. You don't know until you truly explore it. Educate yourself, come out, get the information, learn from us. We'll have our credit expert there, which will be great. We're going to have a real estate agent there that's going to also be a really big piece of the asset. We'll have a title officer there that's going to talk about title. And, you know, that's a big thing too. We get the question all the time, and it seems like it's quite frequently, you know, can I buy a house without my spouse? Can I go on the title of the home but not on the loan? My credit's really bad, but his is really good, or vice versa. You know, mine's really good, but his is really bad. You know, how do we make this happen? We're going to go through all of that. So,
right.
It's.
Yep. One thing that we forgot today, and it's kind of stressing my
whole compliance.
Brain out,
are you freaking? Compliance.
Yes, because Susan is probably listening and going, why aren't they talking about compliance right now? I'm sorry, Susan. We're going to get to it right now.
Well, it's in our
and
disclaimer.
So you know, Ryan, Susan is not a real person. That is what I call compliance.
Okay. Compliance.
I call her Susan.
Yep.
I feel like if we have a person to compliance, it makes it
makes
not
it feel
as
a little
much.
Bit better. Than...
Not that I condone bad mouthing, but if we have to bad mouth Susan, I mean, we don't hurt any feelings that way.
Hey, and most of the time, I love Susan, except for when Susan tells me not to say certain things.
There you go. All right. Well, so here we go. So we're going to do our compliance. My name is Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, like Marla likes to call me. My NMLS ID is 237926. And since Marla always finishes off, I'm going to go to you since you're here today.
Yeah, Ryan Rosenthal, NMLS 4825. 10.
Wow, good.
Rolled off my tongue pretty well.
It did.
Huh?
I like that.
Yes, and my NMLS is 669357, and we are all licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Boom.
Boom. Isn't she good at that?
Very.
for the first couple, I would say close to a year that we did the show, we had to have it written down.
and then I just know it now.
Yeah. Now she's just that good. Anyway. All right. So welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. For a lot of you, you jump in the car, you jump out of the car, you didn't catch the beginning of the show. So let's talk a little bit about it. We're Mortgage Mom Radio. What do? We give you real estate and mortgage advice. Many of you like to send us emails and questions, and you can do that very simply. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can send us messages right through the website. You can text us, text the word mom to 31996. You can ask us your questions right through text message. You can call us, as always, 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is the number 4. And you can get us at that number Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, all day long. When we are not there, we're not answering, or we're on another call, it does go straight to a call service that does actually text us, and you hear back from us within an hour, as long as it's not some crazy, you know, middle of the night.
Well, Sometimes. Sometimes you might see an email at 2 a.m. because we're just awake.
Yeah.
And we might as well email you now.
Right. We might as well answer right away. But the bottom line is you can get us. And no matter what, if you get the call service, you're going to hear back from us. You're always going to hear from either me, Debbie, or from Marla, or someone from our team. And we are a team. We are real live loan officers. That's why we do compliance. We work for Movement Mortgage. We absolutely love it. Movement has been the best company, hands down, I have ever worked with. I'm pretty sure Marla agrees.
I agree.
And I would say, Ryan, you've been in the business for how long? How many years?
Oh, Jesus. 20 years.
Yeah.
Too long.
Yeah. And I would say that you're right there with us. I
mean, wow. Now we have 60 years in the room.
We've got like 65 years of experience sitting in the room right now. So if you have questions, give us a call. Ryan Rosenthal is our builder. Builder man. I'm just going to call you builder man.
Guy. That's fine.
You're our builder guy.
Builder man.
I'll wear that hat. That's fine.
He is literally our expert on builder. He handles our builder division, and he can pretty much answer any questions that you have when it comes down to new home construction. I think you're going to have a couple people out at our workshop as well that will be helping you. So if you have thought about buying a home, haven't been pre-approved, or even if you've been pre-approved, but you just want to understand the process a little bit more, it is really easy to get in the car, get out there and start looking at homes with a real estate agent and still feel so totally lost. We want you to come out to our workshop, get your tickets. It's a Wednesday. It's Sunday.
It's not a Wednesday.
Come on. It's early. It is Sunday afternoon. It is from 2 to 4, 2 to 5. It's 3 hours. It is absolutely free. Invest in yourself. It's 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon. You've had your Friday night, you've had your Saturday, you've had your Sunday morning. Come out and sit with us for 3 hours. Invest in something, which is yourself. Real estate is the key to your retirement. It is one of the vehicles that you need to have in your portfolio on top of your 401ks and your IRAs and anything else that you're doing that you know is going to subsidize that Social Security that may not even be around down the road. But this is one of the vehicles to retirement. You need to be a homeowner and an investor and own one property and maybe own multiple, 2, 3, 4. And you've got to start somewhere. Don't be that person that takes 3 years from the time that you start to explore until you own. There is a very good chance that you're telling yourself you can't do it when you can. Sometimes you don't have your down payment saved. Maybe you don't need it. Maybe there's down payment assistance. Maybe you're concerned about your credit. Well, let us help you fix that. Let us help you get cleaned up and get you there. Let us create that path of assistance and understand the process better. So if you want those tickets, text the word MOM to 31996. You can get them right there. You can call us right now and we'll get you tickets, 844-935-3634. Or go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can actually go to our events page and get your tickets from there. So what are we doing at this thing? What are we doing at this workshop?
We're going to be doing a lot of things. Like you said earlier, the A to Z of purchasing a home. I mean, we kind of bounce around. I think we start with C, which would be credit. And we might
kind
bounce around to
the most important piece of the whole process,
P,
right?
For products. Yeah. I mean, we kind of bounce
P
around.
P for products. I like that. C for credit, P for products. You're going to make a rap song out of that.
I just might. I'm working on it now. Yeah.
Working on it
hard. I'm going to call JC and ask for his tips. Yeah. No.
There you
go. No, but we're going to have, like you mentioned before, we're going to have our credit specialist there. We're going to have a realtor there. I'm hoping that you are going to be there.
Yeah, and we'll have a couple builder representatives.
Awesome. That is, B for builder.
B for builder.
There we go.
That's good stuff.
See, it's working out here in my head, the wrapping here. Yeah.
There you go.
So we're also going to be doing a bunch of games, which are always fun.
Games are fun. You need the work. You absolutely have to have our Mortgage Mom Radio website.
The app
on your phone to play the games. But they are a lot of fun. They kind of keep you engaged and they really do help you understand the process.
Breaks it up too. Yeah. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, mortgage isn't the most exciting topic. So we break it up. We make it a little exciting for you. We're going to have some appetizers there, some wine, some beer, water, coffee. And then we might be raffling some fun stuff off at the end there.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, absolutely. Because Go Country's definitely given us a couple of tickets to raffle off, which is going to be great. I believe it is Go Fest.
Ooh.
So you cannot miss Go Fest. Like, that is a good one. It's going to be fun. We're going to be raffling. We're going to feed you. We're going to drink you. I mean, you are going to have wine. You're going to have beer. You're going to have water. So again, it's going to be a nice, relaxing 3 hours, Sunday afternoon. Take the time, invest in yourself. I mean, give yourself that much. Find out what you need to do. You know, if you feel like you're 3 years away, realistically, you're probably 9 months away. If you feel like you're 5 years away, I mean, everybody's got a different scenario and a different story. And they feel like, I have to have 20% down, or I don't have any down payment right now. Or again, like I said, my credit's not there, or my income's not there. Come out and learn. If you don't understand it, if you don't know the process, if you don't learn about it, then you can't create a plan to get there, you know?
Well, we also have a lot of people that come to almost all of our events, our workshops, and they're learning different things because we talk about different things, and there's in every market, you know, everything's going to be changing. And now we're going to have Ryan out there. So that's a whole different atmosphere. Another thing that we're adding on to it, like a different, I think we've been always using the onion. We're peeling back the layers of the onion. So it's people that think that they do know about purchasing and they've done it before, like, come, like, you're going to learn something different that's going to help you and help build your portfolio and make you money.
Right. And we really encourage that there, you have questions, because we really do open it up, and we're going to give you a way to write down the questions that you want to hear. And we're going to have a Q&A, a panel at the end that's going to answer all of those questions. So there, you will not leave there without your answer, you know, your question answered.
Right.
You will get an answer to your question. And it's really, you know, it's just a good time. I mean, it's 3 hours. We're a lot of fun. We really are. But bring your phones, text the word mom to 31996, download that phone app so that you have it. That way you can participate in the games with us. But give us a call. We're here. We're at the office right now. We'll help you get your tickets if you need them. We'll answer any questions that you might have about buying a home, down payments, down payment assistance, anything you've got going on. Again, like I said, you can text the word mom to 31996, and you can pretty much download the phone app, ask us questions, and get the link to the workshop all from that one action.
Yes.
So it's really kind of makes it pretty easy there.
It does. And it's usually me who's texting everybody back. And so,
yeah,
you know, sometimes
Marla's usually on the text messages and I'm on the phones. So it's, you get to the real people. So, so let's talk about some other exciting things that are happening. I know we've been talking a lot of workshop this morning, and hey, if you're out there and you want to call us, please do. I don't know if I gave you the number. So it's 844-935-3634. Give us a call right now. But a couple other things that are going on, May 2nd and 3rd. I know we've said it quite a few times in the last few shows, but May 2nd and 3rd is the next Federal Reserve, rate,
like 10 days
meeting.
Away.
It is right around the corner. So if you have a home equity line of credit, if you have any kind of credit card debt whatsoever, and you own a home, would be the time to be considering possibly debt consolidation, rolling those equity lines into one. I know that there's a lot of tax laws and tax changes around home equity lines of credit. So, you know, you got to talk to your CPA. I'm not going to answer any questions for a CPA. They know better than us. We're not CPAs, we're lenders. But, you know, I know a lot of the home equity lines of credit are not going to be tax deductible in the future with all of the tax changes and tax law changes. Plus, you're going to see some rate hikes and you're going to see some higher monthly payments. And, you know, that's all going to be fun stuff. So,
well, that's relative.
Lots of fun stuff. So, again, if you've, you know, and we've talked about it in the past, if you want to catch a past show, like, for example, last week's show, we did a lot on product, like Marla just mentioned. We did a lot on
P for product.
We did a lot on what's FHA, what's VA, what's USDA, what's, you know, we kind of went through all of the different terms, loan terms, and gave you very simple, very simplified, very quick answers to that puzzle. You know, what am I hearing? What does FHA mean? You know, what is the difference between a jumbo loan and a conventional loan? I mean, and it's stuff that we do every day that we just don't even realize that other people don't understand. But last week's show, we really did a lot of that. We kind of broke down just about every loan type. The week before that, you know, we talked about a lot of down payment assistance, I think was the week before. Tons of down payment assistance we talked about. We talked about some reverse mortgage. We talked about some renovation loans. So if you ever want to go back to a previous show and hear the information, just go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. We've got the podcast there. You can literally listen to every show that we've done since September is when I started actually putting them on the podcast. So we won't go back much further than that. Actually, you can go to YouTube. I think we started in like July of 16, putting the show on YouTube. And then in September, we went to the podcasting on our website. So if you want to hear past shows, you want to get information that you didn't get today, but you know, you really like the idea, or, you know, there's something that's been just kind of bugging you, go check out the podcast. Literally download it, listen to a previous show. The other thing you can do is if you have Alexa, which is my favorite
thing.
There
it is. I was waiting for it.
You're waiting for
Alexa.
If you have Alexa.
Amazon is going to start sending us checks literally very soon.
I mentioned it every show, but it benefits us. We want you to hear the show. But, you know, it's really like, why not while you're cooking dinner or you're getting the kids ready for breakfast in the morning or school in the morning? All you got to do is turn on your My Skills and say, Alexa, you know, search Mortgage Mom Radio Podcast, and you're going to get last week's show. It's going to automatically start for you. So that's another easy way to do it. If you have iTunes, Google Play, pretty much anywhere, TuneIn Radio, anywhere that you would go to listen to a podcast. If you're a big podcast person, you like to listen to podcasts, you can find Mortgage Mom Radio podcast there as well. So we've done a really good job at putting all of our past shows on all of the different channels that you can find that you can listen to them. So lots of good education. I know today we're really kind of pushing that homebuyer workshop mostly, and we do want to see a lot of you come out. We've got no limit on tickets. It's going to be a nice big, you know,
It'll be a big day. Yeah.
It'll be a nice big event, full house. But, you know, it's also going to be very, very beneficial, and you're going to get a lot of great information. But definitely go back to some of our old shows and listen to those. We've got lots of great information on there, and you can do that. Like I said, you can check out our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can do it right through Alexa. Go to your phone and listen through iTunes or through your Google Play or wherever it is that you like to do it.
Yep.
So,
I was actually thinking we need to have some more like statistics.
I know. Well, here was a really good one. This one really excited me. So,
it his statistic or is it your statistic?
It was a statistic that we learned this last week at this last meeting that we went to. You ready?
Go. I'm ready.
Okay. So, in the, they said that the typical buyer up until a few years back was the baby boomer. They were usually the borrower. That has actually faded away quite a bit, and the majority right now of the buyers out there are both Gen X and millennials. So that was kind of a cool thing because you're starting to see it move. Mm-hmm. The millennials, which this totally threw me off, are using real estate agents more than even the Gen Xers. So us Gen Xers seem to think that we can do it alone and we don't need help. And the millennials are actually taking the help, which is fantastic because that's what we want to see. But here's a big one. This was my favorite. 40% of the applications that we're getting right now, the female is the main breadwinner in the home.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's cool.
That's a huge percentage. Yeah.
Huge.
Cool. I mean, huge percentage. I mean, I would have assumed maybe at like a 15 to 17%, but 40%?
40% of the females, yes, is the main breadwinner. Now, the next one that was really cool too, which I liked even more, and you're going to have to remind me of the percentage because I know it was way up there. I think it was like 70%, but it was the women in the household control the finances. Do you remember her saying that one? 100%
if you ask my wife. So, I mean, I think the number he said was 70, 75%.
Yeah, it was like 70 or 75% of the females in the relationship control the finances.
Well, we're the ones that go to Target, so we have to. So.
Right. But we're also the ones that if we walk through a new home, you know, through a model home, and we're deciding how we're going to, you know, decorate.
I mean, we're going to pick out the tile, the paint, the floor,
everything. And we're going to go, hey, babe, what do you think of this? And hey, babe is going to say, oh, yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, whatever you think.
Whatever you know? Makes you happy, honey.
Whatever makes you happy, dear. Whatever you say,
you
dear.
Know. You already know. You're know, good.
In 20 years, you know, you learn all the lingo. But
yep. Right, right.
Absolutely correct.
But I thought, so like you said, like that was probably one of my favorite things was that we're controlling the money, us women, and 40% of us are making the majority of the income in the home. So, you know, things are changing. And the other thing, there was one more statistic, and I don't remember what it was, but it came down to singles. Like if you're single and you're buying your first home, they are seeing more female buyers than males.
That was correct.
So I don't remember what that percentage was.
I don't remember the number, but I know the females were higher. Makes me proud. I'm raising two daughters, so that's a really cool.
That is awesome. I'm loving statistics. All these numbers. And I just want to throw this out to everybody. These statistics are being brought to you by Mortgage Mom Radio today, the moms, and with Movement Mortgage. So, I just love these numbers. We need to write these down. We should post these on our Facebook and just be like, women number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies. Well, we should probably actually ask them to give us, you know, where they got the research from so that we've got something to back up what we're saying.
Down at the bottom.
Mortgage Mom Radio made up these numbers.
In the corner of the street.
You know, exactly. A couple of little compliance things down at the bottom. Susan.
It was a Cosmo test.
But this is what, you know, we were at this sales rally and this is what they were giving us, providing to us. And but it was very exciting to hear that. And so, you know, it's one of the things is I personally feel that, you know, does one person really control the finances in a home? No, it only takes one person to click the button to pay the bill. And it only takes one person to, you know, kind of download the history into, you know, your QuickBooks or your Quicken or whatever you're using for that day. You know, however it is that you like to keep control of your bank account. But you know, at the end of the day, it takes two people. And so we really, we like, especially with our homebuyer workshops, you know, it don't just send one person out, you know, both of you come, both of you come, both of you learn. Trust me, it's a team thing. It's that was the other statistic they gave us, was that it is in the top three, buying a home is in the top three of the most stressful things that you will do in your life. And it was up there with the death of a family member. And I don't remember what the other one was, a wedding.
Marriage.
There you go. So the top three most stressful things, events in your life will be buying a home, someone passing that's close, you know, family member, and getting married. And so, you know, it takes two. I mean, it really does. It takes a partner. Bring a partner. If you're doing it by yourself, kudos to you, but bring a friend, you know, have that system. I mean, it's like,
different people interpret things differently. Ryan, you can say this, that you interpret things differently than your wife interprets things. And so if you are buying a house together, especially buying a house together, you want to be able to have both perspectives of the understanding of the process. Cause it really is an A to Z process. There are different steps and there's things you need to understand. So you definitely have to
And then get excited together, right? Like if one person comes out with us and we say the best way for you to save your money is stop going to Starbucks and spending $6 on a latte every day, right? I mean, whatever it is that your plan is, it's really hard to get there unless two people are doing it together. You know, it takes two people to tango. I mean, that's something that you
always easier with a buddy, right?
Absolutely. So you know, you've got to both hear
buddy
it. Buddy system. Absolutely. You've got to both hear it. You've both got to understand it. You both have to get excited about it. You have to know that whatever that goal is that you're trying to get to achieve and to obtain is something that you both want. And it just gets that much easier. And it's, you know, it's just better. So, you know, get your tickets. Both come out, you know, and again, like I said, even if you plan to do it yourself, bring your sister, bring your mom, bring your friend, bring your dad, you know, have somebody there to get buddied through it, because it really is, it's a hard process. And our goal, what we're trying to do for you by doing these workshops, is to make that process just that much easier, just a little bit less stressful, not as difficult.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Marla. It's all you.
Well, knowledge is power, right?
It is, absolutely, yeah. And the more that you understand it, the easier that it is, and you understand where you've got to go next, and, you know, okay, what's the next piece of the puzzle? And wait a minute, appraisal's not the same as the physical inspection, and wait, I'm shelling out money for both, and wait, but do I have to do both? Well, can I order my own appraisal? No. That's a spoiler alert on that one. But we're at the office. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Text us. Text the word MOM to 31996. Ask us your questions. You'll also get a link to register for the workshop, and you'll get a link to download the phone app. Don't forget the phone app. You need it if you're coming to the workshop, because we're going to use that to play the games, and you could definitely win some pretty cool prizes. What can you do with the phone app? Go, Marla. I know. What do we call it? It's our Swiss Army knife, right?
Yes. You can call us. You can email us. You can run payments through a calculator. You can do a quick scenario of how much you can afford.
Oh, yeah. The affordability calculator.
Affordability,
I like that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What else? You can actually go right to the website and apply. You can check any of our events. You can listen to our podcasts right there, all through the app. And like I've said this before, I am actively working on adding a delivery system for wine and groceries through the app. I think that's super beneficial.
Sign me up.
You run a payment, and then click wine will be delivered to your house.
Yeah, yes. There you go. I'm about ready to apply for this loan. Wine, please.
Yes.
Kind of goes hand in hand. Right?
Absolutely does. So, the phone app is really great. And especially, like we said, you know, even if you've already been pre-approved, there's a lot of holes. There's a lot of pieces that you probably don't have yet. Come out and listen for the day. Learn about what's coming up for you as you're out there looking for homes. The phone app is absolutely fantastic, because you go through an open house and you can run a payment. And the great thing is it's going to run an FHA payment, a USDA payment. You know, it's going to calculate that mortgage insurance if you don't have 20% down for a conventional. And, you know, that mortgage insurance is going to change, hey, guess what, based on your credit score. So you're going to put in that credit score, and you're going to know, you know, you're going to have a very good understanding of what that total payment with taxes, with insurance, everything is going to cost you. It's not just a principal and interest payment. It's not that simple. It really is. There's many things that go into that. that puzzle of principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA dues sometimes. Right. And it's even going to ask you that, or, you know, do you, are there HOA dues? And it's going to give you really a better, much better understanding of what that house is going to cost you while you're there. And if you're absolutely in love with that house, and the next button you need to hit is apply, to apply through our website so that we can help you with that loan. We want to help you. One thing about the online application system is that we do not pull your credit report immediately. We really don't. We wait till we talk to you. We touch base with you, and we have your permission to do that. It is not a credit card system. You don't audit, it doesn't automatically run a decision through, you know, the system and give you an approved or denied. That's not what happens. You're literally uploading information about you, and you're giving us a much better understanding and a picture into your life so that we can have a much more educated and better conversation with you about your loan and the options and the scenarios that are available. So, you know, don't hesitate. If you're coming out to the workshop and you know you want to get pre-approved, do your application now. Get on there, get online now, get started on it, because you're going to do the actual input. It's going to take you about 20 minutes. After that 20 minutes is over, then it's going to start asking you to upload things. Trust me, these things are important. We need to know what you've got in the bank. We need to know what do your pay stubs look like. We need to know if you're on salary or if you're self-employed. What do your tax returns look like? How much are you making? How much are you writing off? You know, there's so many things that go into that, that when we finally have that conversation with you, it's a good, educated conversation. Right. Yes, you qualify for down payment assistance. But hey, we need to get your credit score to this. Why don't you do this? You know, it's there's so many more things that we can do if you've gone ahead and you've taken that extra step to do that application online.
Right.
So I can only tell you how important that piece is. And definitely if you're coming out to the workshop, even if you think you're 2 years away from being able to buy something, do your application online, because you're probably not 2 years away. And even if you are, there's no way for us to give you that plan or that roadmap on how to get there in 2 years unless you do the work. And it doesn't take that long.
It doesn't.
It's not that hard.
No.
And if you're a phony like me, which is an actual phony with an IE, not a Y.
IE.
Where you like to use your phone for everything and you want to download apps and you don't want to open your computer, which is what I like to do. You can actually do the phone app right through the phone, or you can do the application right through the phone app on your phone. Look at that. I had it all turned around. I was backwards.
Yep.
I was backwards there for a minute. But you can do it all right from the phone, which is great, because say upload a copy of your W-2 and you can literally snap a picture with your phone to upload the W-2. You can do the same thing with your driver's license and everything.
Which is really where most people are nowadays. I mean, we have like the old school people that want to come in, and then we have the
old school people that want to come in.
Come into the office and need to bring you the documents and want to meet you face to face.
Hey, I've got some pretty young millennials coming in today at 3 o'clock to meet with me. So they're not all old.
But they're just fun. They're just fun, and they're just coming in to have fun.
Hey, listen, if you're out there and you want to come in and you want to meet with us face to face, we totally love those old school people, but do not show up without some sort of wine or beer.
Yes.
Maybe margaritas. Bring them with you.
Totally. Ooh, margaritas.
Right? I know.
You just got me all excited right now.
I know. I'm sorry.
Cinco de Mayo's coming.
It is. Well, and that's the whole thing, is I was going to actually ask you. So, you know, we were originally saying you're going to do wine and beer and sodas, and we're going to have some appetizers and stuff. And it's not too late.
I like where you're going with this.
It's not too late for May 2nd for the workshop to kind of change it to a Cinco de Mayo theme. What do you think?
Well, where did you get May 2nd?
I'm sorry. May 2nd is, it's not. I'm sorry. It's April 29th.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
I was like, where's she going? I'm confused.
The Federal Reserve meeting that we were talking about earlier.
We're going to need margaritas probably that day too.
Yes. Because
everybody out there will need a margarita that day.
On May the 2nd. Yeah. May 2nd and 3rd. Yeah.
No. I like where your head's going with that, because yes, it is only 6 days apart.
From Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe we should have some tacos.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking maybe we get the taco truck guy out there and we do margaritas instead of wine. Like, you know, I'm thinking that might be the direction that we need to take
here,
this.
But I think this is a really good idea, and I'm going to spearhead this.
All right. Yeah. You heard her. That's what it is. It's now we are turning this into a pre-party Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
All right. I'm in. And we're going to have Ryan there with all the builder stuff.
Almost Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. We're going to call it almost Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. So again, you guys are all jumping in the car, jumping out of the car. Nobody's still listening to us. It started at the beginning of the show an hour ago. We've got Ryan Rosenthal.
They are, because we are super fun today, and they're just sitting in their car.
This is fun. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got Ryan Rosenthal here. He's our builder man, is what I called him earlier. But what is your actual title?
Regional Builder Manager.
It says it right there on his name tag. Builder Manager.
You know what?
Manager.
His headphones are kind of what's covering it from my angle.
I'm surprised I can see it. I'm like super
builder guy works, so that
builder guy.
That's,
I like it.
Used to that.
He's our builder guy. I mean, he's in charge.
I'm gonna work that into the wrap.
Yeah. So, and then here's the best part. So we haven't talked about any of this stuff. So I want you to kind of give. Okay, let's back up.
Let's get a statistic on new home construction in California.
All right, you got something good that you can pull out of your
construction, really
sleep?
Good. We don't build enough homes.
Okay.
You know, for us to keep up with just natural growth in California, you have to build, you know, close to 100,000 homes. We do about 45,000, you know, maybe 60. I know it's very cumbersome to build.
Yeah.
The red tape is very hard for builders. So we don't build enough. And that feeds our inventory problem, too.
Yep.
Right. So, which, you know, we've talked about in our past shows. I keep telling everybody, I'm like, you know, we have a shortage in housing in California, which is why you're starting to see all of these little granny flats in the backyards and mm-hmm. people doing, you know, they're converting the garages into living quarters for family. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because there's a shortage. You know, we've got more population than we've got housing.
Well, and that's a really good point. The design of homes today, seeing many more like a grandmother's unit put above the garage in new construction.
Mm-hmm.
For that very point.
Yeah.
We're looking forward, saying let's put, or, you know, the live work at home on a single family. We've seen it in condominiums. Mm-hmm. They're incorporating that into single family.
Very nice.
Now.
Yeah.
So, you know, someone that's maybe an artist or, you know, runs, you know, self-employed mortgage professional. They have a little office above the garage and maybe it has a bathroom and that's their office.
Right. Very and nice. So, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen a lot of the two family living in the builders. When you go through some of the model homes, they have a lot of that where mm-hmm. it's downstairs and there's a door that literally locks off, but you can open it up and it's got a full kitchen in there and a living room and a bedroom. It's like a one bedroom apartment almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then it actually locks off from the main home, but it opens up and goes into the main home. And that's really nice. I mean, when you think about, you know, all the different.
Yeah, if you have a parent that still wants a little bit of freedom, they can mm-hmm. hit the lock on the door and feel like they're
yeah.
You know,
they've even
their
got
own
their
thing.
Own. They've got an entrance from the yeah. outside, and then they can actually get into the home from the inside as well. So it kind of mm-hmm. does all of it for them. But yeah, you can see a lot of that in new housing.
Absolutely, absolutely, more and more. I'll tell you, you know, it's a scary statistic. Is the number three avenue of purchasing a new home is cash.
Wow,
in California,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
A lot of investors then, probably.
A lot of investors, yeah. A lot of high-end. You know, the higher you go, there tends to be a higher ratio of cash.
So right.
There's a funny little fact for you
yeah.
for today.
But I'm liking these statistics today.
I know, it's been kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I've been able to say statistics this many times in a row and not mess it up.
And I'll share one, and it's going to segue into the thing I wanted to comment about yeah. you is, you know, typically taking, you know, 4 to 6 months to build a home. Some are building a little faster. Some take a little while longer. A lot of people ask, what about rates? You know, we seem to be clicking up. What does that mean?
Yeah, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. You know, we have products. There's products out there. We have an extended rate lock product for mm-hmm. our conforming high balance FHA and VA buyers. They can lock either 6 months or 12 months on their lock, interest rate lock. We underwrite to that. It can never go higher than that. And then within 60 days of close, if there's a prevailing rate,
That's better. They can
take advantage of a free float down at that yeah. time. So a lot of people don't realize in new construction, you actually have a few more options to protect your rate.
Right.
Yeah.
Rather than just pay for extensions and extensions, you know, it's a, yep. it's a great tool. So I encourage,
like,
you know, if you have questions, reach out to Debbie or Marla about it.
Yeah.
It's,
no,
it's a great product.
We've used the product. It really is great. And we actually had recently a client that came to us who, you know, a lot of the new housing tracks have their own lenders inside.
Sure.
You know, they've got their a lot of times they'll give you a credit towards closing costs for using that inside lender mm-hmm. of theirs. They'll say, you know, hey, if you use our lender, we'll give you, you know, X amount of dollars, $5,000 or whatever, you know, like a number, you know, towards your closing costs. And we have clients that are calling us and they're saying, but I can't lock my rate. I mean, I've got one, we're doing mm-hmm. a refinance right now to pull cash out for the down payment on the new purchase. And she was told she cannot lock her rate until she's 60 days from closing. They don't have an extended lock program. So that extended lock is really fantastic. I mean, that is something that we don't know where interest rates are going to be in a year from now, but the guess is that they're going to be way up there. I mean, not mm-hmm. way up there, but I mean, they're going to definitely be elevated from where
sure.
they are today. And that same house that you thought was comfortable when you walked in and you wrote the contract as far as a monthly payment is going to be a totally different payment in 12 months from now because that rate will be higher. So if you can take advantage of locking in the rate today, still with the opportunity of that one-time float down for free.
Mm-hmm.
So if rates do get better within 60 days of closing, you can float it down once. I mean, where you're not gambling.
No gamble.
You're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting today's rate or better. and there's nothing in between to worry about.
Well, and you know, today's buyer, they want to buy the maximum amount of house. So if they're pushing a back-end ratio that, you know, is really
Everybody's pushing a back-end ratio. Exactly. It's California.
I mean, that's just, that's the game today.
Right.
You know, if we, you know, jumped up a half a point in rate.
They now, don't qualify for that. They don't qualify. Exactly, yeah.
So this, you know, kind of protects your qualification too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we've talked about that in past shows as well, where we've said, hey, if you were pre-qualified 6 months ago and you haven't found a home yet, which is very, very common because inventory's been so tight, you could make 15 or 20 offers before you finally get your offer accepted on a house. Mm-hmm. So it could be 6 months. It could be a year. We've got clients that have been a year and a half before they get their offer accepted. If you have not actually revisited your pre-approval and it's been 2 or 3 months already, you need to go revisit it because what you qualified for at that max debt ratio is no longer the same qualification. You don't qualify for the same house anymore. You qualify for a less house. And guess what? That house that you qualified before is not even worth what it was when you qualified for it. It's now worth more because inventory is so tight. Property values are going up. Rates are going up. So you qualify for less and you're getting less than what you could have before. So it's something that, again, you don't want to wait the 3 years. You don't want to dip your toe in 100 times. You want to come out. You want to learn about it. You want to jump into real estate. You want to get into it as soon as you can. And I love that I love the builder concept because inventory is tight. And so if you can get into, you know, walk into a builder's office and look through a model home, even if you might have to wait a little bit, hey, why not get to design it and decorate it and, you know, do all those things. And then we've got that float down option. So that's pretty cool.
I'll add one more thing. It's kind of fun. A lot of people like to go online and look at realtor.com and see what's out there. And they think, oh, isn't there something like that for new home build? There is. There's newhomesource.com. Doesn't cost anything. They can go on there. It shows about 70 or 80% of what's out there, but they can get a taste and they can search by a market area.
Very nice.
A specific demographic, you know, so there are tools out there. Certainly you can hit the search engine in Google, you know, new homes, Valencia.
Right. Yeah, but a lot of times then you're trying to figure it out by KB or, you know, you're trying to figure it out by the individual home builder. And so you're not really sure.
Right.
Or you write in the name of your city, you know, Valencia, new homes for sale. And you hope that you're seeing everything come up, right?
You hope.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So you called it, you said it was newhomesource.com. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to share that because it is a builder's marketing website. It's kind of like MLS for builders, I call it. But, it's a nice place to start for someone that wants to see just what's out there. And you can search by price point.
Right.
You can filter by price point. So if you know what you're pre-approved for, you can certainly, let's look at products that you're pre-approved for.
Right.
That's really good info.
So great tool. Newhomesource.com. Encourage you guys to look at it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that. And then I also like, you know, one of the things that we mentioned earlier in the show is that even if you are, you know, just because you're going to go and you're going to look at new home construction doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have more money down or a bigger deposit up front. You know, a lot of that, especially if you're working with a real estate agent, which you mentioned being in that builder world, they really prefer to work with a realtor because their chances of that loan closing or even that transaction closing are 70% higher when you've got a realtor involved because that buyer's getting that realtor's help. You know, they're understanding that process better. Mm-hmm. But you know, they can finance the upgrades and come in with the same exact money out of pocket. They can use the same programs, the down payment assistance programs or anything else that might be available out there. They can use with that new home builder.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that is just absolutely great. So we're going to have Ryan out at our home buyer workshop because he's going to talk a little bit about builder. We'll have a couple builders there, representatives there to help. We're going to have some real estate agents there that can help you as well. We're going to have a Q&A at the end. So we want everybody to come loaded with questions to the actual workshop so that we can get all of those questions answered. We say it on every single show. Every single question that you ask is something that is valuable to the next person. And it's something that they either didn't think about before and they, you know, a bell goes off. And they go, gosh, this really helped. Or it's something that they've been thinking, but they're too scared to ask. So we want everybody to ask as many questions as they can. And we want you to come prepared with questions to start writing them down. On top of that, we want you to call us and get your tickets because it's in 2 weeks. It's on the 29th.
The 29th, not
May
2nd.
It is on April 29th. And according to Marla, we are now doing pre-Cinco de Mayo or before Cinco de Mayo.
Almost.
Almost. That's Cinco what Ryan, Mayo, Ryan yes. called it. Almost Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty fun. And we're 1 week away from that. I mean, literally 1 week away from the workshop. So get your tickets, get them now. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com, go to our events. You can get our tickets there. You can also text us. Text the word MOM to 31996. You can not only ask us questions when you text us, you can get the link to register for the workshop, and you can also download our phone app. The phone app you can get, if you've already got it on your phone, you can get your tickets right through the phone app. If you want to download the phone app, I would suggest you do it before you come out to the workshop. You're going to need it to play some of the games that we're going to have going on, get some of the free prizes. You're definitely going to need it for the GoFest tickets that Go Country will be raffling that day. So make sure you get the phone app and get it downloaded and get familiar with it, because the faster that you move in the phone app, the quicker that you win. little hint there. Let me give you a little insight on how it works.
Secrets.
Hey, it's just a little hint. You know, get familiar with it. Know how to find things. Email Debbie. That's a big one. Anyway, so.
Or Marla.
Yeah. You email one of us. Just figure out how to get to where, how you email. But, you know, start that application online, like we mentioned. I mean, that's really a big piece of the puzzle. You know, once you've come to the workshop, you are going to be excited. You're going to want to get out there. You're going to want to get started. And if you get that application started in advance, then we can have a really great one-on-one conversation with you, you know, after that workshop is over, or even right before that workshop starts. And you're just going to get so much more out of that workshop. So, you know, get that application started. You can do it through the website. You can do it through the phone app. You can call us, of course. We're at the office right now. You know, and we're here to help you all of the time. So
you're welcome.
Get that phone up. Apparently Marla's working on it, delivering wine. So
I know, exactly. Good, and groceries and everything groceries. Else,
this
right?
Is, this is a good thing.
Absolutely. So, all right, so what do we got? How much time we got left? About 8 minutes or so? All right, so can we do some winner circle? All right, let's roll.
The Mortgage Mom's Winner Circle. This week's new real estate achievers.
All right. So I love this part because we get to actually go back and we get to say thank you to everybody that is, you know, has worked with us, who has called us, who has allowed us the opportunity to help them and to get them into homeownership or to help them become investors or whatever that next piece of their puzzle was. They've allowed us to do that. And we really just want to say thank you so much. So this week we're going to talk about Winner's Circle. I've got one thing that I do want to mention really quick since we've been on this whole home buyer workshop for a little bit.
Okay.
So we have right now 106 Winner's Circles.
106 winner circles?
Mm-hmm. We have 106 people in our winner circle right now.
Oh, wow.
Because we have 106 people who have already registered for this upcoming workshop.
I was going to say, last time I checked was 105. So yeah. Yay to that next person.
Yes. So you are all winners in our book because you have registered, you've taken the first step to homeownership, you've taken the first step to becoming an investor and you know, to your future and your future goals, and you're giving us that opportunity to help you. So thank you so much. The next one, I'm going to let Marla take. These are actual people that we've worked with.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the first one is Mr. and Mrs. Helton. They actually went to a big bank to try to get qualified for a purchase. But unfortunately, this big bank had much more restrictive guidelines and they weren't able to get very far. So my good friend at this big bank, and we won't mention how they were chased over here, but...
chased. I like that. That's not reading into anything, right?
No. That's just the choice of words I use.
Okay. Love it.
So, you know, my friend over there gave me a call and said, hey, can you do this? And I said, all day long with my hands tied behind my back. And they came over and they closed this week. So they are homeowners. They're so beyond excited. They got the house of their dreams with land and, you know, an open one-story ranch. It was their dream home and they are so excited. So I thank my friend who chased them over and I thank the Hiltons for trusting in us.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I love those stories because it's over and over and over and over again. I cannot tell you how many times we have done refinances for people who have been told no, and how many times that we've closed a purchase for people that have been declined or turned down somewhere else, or maybe they were approved somewhere else, but they weren't given the same purchase price or, you know, purchase capability that we were able to give them and that, you know, help them to find a home. So really that's the part of this job that is just such a great part. You know, it's that piece that keeps us going every day and work as hard as we do and keep doing what we do because that is the reward.
Right.
So great.
It is.
I love it.
Yes.
All right. Who's next?
Actually, I think that was who we were going to talk about today. We were very happy with the Hiltons and they were very happy. So I actually am going to turn this one over to Ryan. I think Ryan has a really good.
Yeah. It's more of a shout out being builder themed today. I thought it'd be really nice. A lot of families affected by the fires up in Ventura, myself included, you know, came very close to our home. But I wanted, you know, one of our builder partners, Williams Homes, Lance Williams and his group, Dan Faina, Jane Reeder, doing a great job trying to help people rebuild their lives. And so I just thought that would be a nice little shout out to let them know that awesome. Williams Homes and Rebuild Ventura, you're doing some great work out there. Awesome. And you've got good folks, too, over there.
That's a really good shout out. And that actually was very, that's awesome. I'm glad, I'm so happy to hear that. I know a lot of people that were affected, you included.
Yeah.
So
No, and we've had a lot of people call and you know, ask, like we've talked about even right after those fires, about how important that your homeowner's insurance is. And if you haven't done a checkup on your insurance lately, you probably should. You know, I know a lot of people were underinsured, maybe not as, didn't have as much as they should have. If you think about it, you know, if you're going to, something was to burn down the way that your kitchen looks today, if you're going to rebuild it, are you going to rebuild it to the exact same specs that it was, or are you going to maybe upgrade it a little bit because it's, you know, 2018, probably going to upgrade it, but you probably didn't insure enough to that. So, you know, what those guys are doing out there is just absolutely amazing. And just a quick reminder to all of you who are homeowners, you know, do your insurance check. Make sure you've got everything to par and, you know, your coverages are high enough. And, you know, in case of some major disaster like that, I mean, there's, you guys had up there in Ventura, you guys have had, you know, mudslides and the fires. I don't know if
earthquake any, 2 weeks ago.
That's what I was saying. I don't know if anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know if anybody was affected by the earthquake, but you know, because I know it was kind of out a little bit, but it was still like a 5-point something. I was like,
oh, we felt it. You know, our little old office building there really shook. So.
Yeah. So for everybody out there listening, if you're a homeowner, please do your mortgage checkups. But you know, I think that's good for our winner circle. I want to leave it at that because I think those guys definitely deserve like the biggest shout out of them all.
Cool. I agree.
And for everybody out there that are listening, you know, like Marla had mentioned with her clients, the Heltons, you know, if you've been told no, if you think no, or, you know, you need more or you need to qualify for more than what you've been told you can, please call us, you know, at least give us the opportunity. You know, Marla and I, we've mentioned it over and over again, and we're always dating ourselves, but we've got over like 40
something.
Plus years. We're going to say we're very close to 45 years in experience between the two of us. And, you know, we've got people on our team like Ryan. We mentioned that, I think, a couple weeks back, that you need to have somebody on your team that specializes in everything to be really good at what you do, because not everybody can be good at everything. It's just not possible. But, you know, we've got somebody that is great at jumbos. We've got somebody great at FHA, VA, builder, reverse, USDA, renovation. We've got somebody that does it all. And that's what makes us such a great, strong team. And that's what makes Movement Mortgage so good, is that, you know, we bring everybody together to make it just such a fantastic, you know, way to do business. So, you know, if you've been told no, you think no, or you need more, at least give us that opportunity.
Don't
call
take
us.
No for an answer.
Do not.
Ever.
You know, or find out what you got to do to get there. Find out what do you need to do to qualify for a little bit more. Could we maybe pay something off, or, you know, maybe we need to drop your interest rate, or maybe you need to be on a different program.
Right. It's one thing that we actually talk about a lot. We don't say no. We say it's not today. Let's put you on the path so you can become a homeowner. And that's our show in a bubble right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to actually close the show with don't miss our workshop. It's coming. It's in 1 week, 8 days to be exact. It's on Sunday, April the 2nd, 29th. Look at me. And I just can't get past the second.
Almost Cinco de Mayo.
I just can't get past that second date today.
I don't know why. I'm not really sure. I mean, it's 29. There's a 2 in 29. But
it's like, and I can see it right in front of me.
Maybe because it starts at 2.
There you go. See? That's what it is.
That's why I'm here.
From 2 to 5 on Sunday afternoon, April 29th.
Yes.
It is in 8 days. It is really going to be a great thing. If you've never bought a home, you want to buy a home, you've been thinking about buying a home, whether you want to do it this summer or you want to do it in 3 years from now, this is the time. Get yourself registered. Get those tickets. Come on out. It's going to be a great event. Marla's already planning the Cinco de Mayo festivals, so it's going to be the before Cinco party.
You just put it to a festival.
Hey, come on. There's over 100 people going to be there.
Celebrate,
it's going to be
culture.
A festival.
We can have a festival.
We'll
make it a festival.
It will be. All right. So mortgagemomradio.com. Click on events and you can get your tickets. Text the word MOM 31996. You can get them there as well. And you can give us a call 844-935-3634. And we'll be back next week.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity and MLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 091-8544, Washington ZL 39179.
Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marley Heiser is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.